Well, good morning, dear friends. It is so good to be with you on this Monday morning. Welcome to Good Morning. That's our goal here every day, is to get you up, get you encouraged, get you fired up, get you believing that today is going to be a good day. I'm so grateful that you're watching with us today. Wherever you're watching from, go ahead and chat in. Let us know you're watching, even if you're watching this later on the replay. We love to know that you are with us and that you were enjoying hanging out on these morning lives, and yeah, really just kind of building a community here together where we're going after God and growing in our understanding of His Word and what He wants to produce in our lives. So I'm so grateful that you are here today. Happy Monday. It's not always, it's always a good day to have a good Monday, but Mondays aren't always the best. But here's some encouragement for you. It's March 31st, right? Tomorrow, April. April showers bring May flowers, right? So spring is on the horizon for us. And I know today is a little bit of a rainy, dreary day, but man, how many of you enjoyed this past weekend's weather? And I'm not one of those people that just talk about the weather to fill in the blank. Man, it was good for my mental health. It was good for my spiritual health. I spent a lot of Saturday trying to I had to pace myself because I thought, you know, you're trying to rebuild the fire pit. I was replanting trees, replanting another bush, just kind of switching over all the winter into summer stuff in our yard. I'm like, come on, you're going to have more days than just today, right? Hey, good morning, Denise. Good to see you. So I was like, just calm down. But I so am looking forward to spring and summer, and this weekend gave us a hint at that. So even though today is a rainy Monday, get your faith up, get your expectation up. April is coming, spring is coming, and this weekend was just a taste of what is on the horizon. Amen. Well, for Hope City, man, we had another great, amazing weekend. I know that I say that every Monday about our church services, but man, I am excited about what God's doing at Hope City Church. And the Lord really put on my heart a message about championing the church to move forward. And those who have just given their lives to pioneer and push the church forward. And it's just a beautiful moment at the end of service where we got to pray over some and just some. And I know I missed a ton of people yesterday in our church of calling out people who have pioneered and given their lives to build the church in that way. But to pray over that generation, that group of people who have done that and bless them and then have them turn around and pray over our young people was such a powerful moment. So if you weren't there for that, go back, watch that on the replay, receive that blessing. Man, there was something so beautiful about that. And I was so glad that we got to do that. Hey, good morning, Cheryl. Good to see you. And so God's up to some great things. Now, I'm going to be reminding you all week because I don't want you to forget. This Saturday night, we are hosting a revival weekend. Bishop Dale and Bishop Amos from Rod Parsley City Harvest Network will be with us. Rod Parsley's Valor Christian College will be with us doing worship. I'll be helping with worship. We're going to have just an amazing time together. So this Saturday, 7 p.m. the service starts, but we're going to have a dessert bar beforehand at 6. So come and get your fix on that. Get sugared up and then get fired up. And then we're going to just experience God do something incredible. So all week, I'm going to be reminding you this Saturday night, 7 p.m., be at Hope City Church. Please be at Hope City Church. Receive what God wants to have for you, but don't keep it to yourself. Get out there. Invite a friend. Invite somebody. Drag them to church with you. Pick them up on the way. Take them to dinner out. Whatever you got to do to get them, but get them in the house of the Lord. It's going to be good. So I've come to look forward to Sunday nights in a strange way because sometimes I know about the end of last week, but I always get to pray about, all right, Lord, what are we focusing on this week? And we've done some kind of one-offs where every day is a little bit different, but I really liked kind of leaning into a full week of teaching on a different topic. So I said, Lord, what do you want us to lean into this week? And I've taken up already most, a lot of our time just chatting. But this week, I want to lean into a greater understanding of what the blessing of God is. Hey, good morning, Tracy. Good to see you. A greater understanding of what the blessing of God is. So that's what we're going to dive into this week, understanding the blessing that the Lord offers us, what it means for our lives, how we walk that out. And if maybe we're living below what God's called us to live for, because I do believe that. I think so many times we are living under the promise of God that he has given to his children and what he wants to provide for them. But the blessing isn't just a concept or a good idea. The blessing that God offers to his people is a result of a covenant that was established. I'm going to say that again. The blessing is a result of a covenant that was established. It is God's supernatural empowerment for his people to succeed, to flourish, and to live above the curse. What curse? Well, we're going to get into that in just a minute. The blessing is the atmosphere of heaven being transferred to the life of a believer. I'm saying this slow because I want us to really get this. Hey, Paula, good morning. Is the blessing is the atmosphere of heaven being transferred onto the life of a believer? Now, if you're saying, well, I don't know. I didn't know that I was given a blessing. I didn't know that heaven or God had provided a blessing for me. Well, then I've got good news for you. This week, you're going to discover what the blessing is. And I promise you, if you stay tuned in, if you lean into this, by the end of this week, you're going to be walking in the blessing of God in your life. Because the fact of the matter is, he has provided a blessing through a covenant with his son. It's available to all who would call upon the name of Jesus and all who would choose to walk in that blessing. I've said, well, what would you would say? Well, you know, when I get saved, shouldn't I just automatically receive the blessing? I've preached this time and time again, but here's a fact of the nature of our God is he's a gentleman and he doesn't force himself on anyone, right? So whatever you ask for or believe in faith that you receive, that's what you will have. So if there's a blessing available to us, how do we lean into that? We believe by faith that we receive that blessing from a father, from our heavenly father, and therefore we walk into that blessing, right? Like when a will is passed down in a family, I mean, traditionally, like, you know, that person passes away, they may have left in their will that this is what they want done, but there's typically some paperwork attached to it. Like the receiver has to say, I'll take it. Like according to the will of the person who passed, it's already yours. But the receiver, hey, good morning, Danielle, good to see you. But the receiver has to lean in and say, you know what, I will receive it. And typically there's some paperwork you have to sign acknowledging that you receive what was provided for you. Or a family member could say, you know what, I didn't like that guy. I didn't like that aunt. I don't want anything they had. And they can reject the will, right? So it is in the life of a believer. When we you know, he says his people perish for a lack of knowledge. So many times it's a lack of knowledge and a lack of understanding about what God has given to his children that has called us to live limited lives. And he says, listen, all you have to do is sign on the dotted line by faith, receive what was provided through the cross at Calvary, and you will walk in the blessing of your father. Now, we talk about things like the blessing from the Father. And right away, we sometimes can be like, this is a foreign concept because many times in our culture and in our day, we don't practice the blessing. But this is coming from a Jewish culture, and I think we should get back to this, but a Jewish culture where it was very common for the father to impart a blessing to their children. And when a father would impart that blessing, it often was a part of that generational transfer of wealth and the goods. It was like, you know, you think of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and, you know, how Jacob deceived Isaac. You know, he deceived his father when this father was getting ready to transfer that blessing, the inheritance, the blessing, right? So this was very common in that day. So we say, oh, well, the blessing of a father, what is that? Well, when you know, this was written in this culture and in this time, it was everything. You waited with anticipation to receive the blessing of your father. You waited with, you know, labored breath, if you will, like my life starts when I receive the blessing from the father, right? Well, here's the thing. Only the firstborn ever got the blessing and the others, well, but what is amazing is through the work of the cross, Jesus is the firstborn. He's the first begotten, God's one and only son. So he receives the blessing of heaven. But here's what he did. He went off and said, hey, I will give you, I will do this great exchange where you take on everything that I have and I'll take on your sin nature. You take on the blessing. I'm restoring you back to how it was in the garden. Hey, good morning, Sarah. And you now we receive the blessing. So now we may not be the firstborn, but we are, and we inherit the rights of the firstborn, which was Jesus Christ. So you might say, well, what do I need a blessing for? You need the blessing of the Father. You need that impartation. You need to realize it's been provided. It's given to you and receive it by faith. I didn't even get to any of my 5 pages of notes that I was supposed to cram into today. But let me just say this. A key thought for this today is the blessing is not just about getting stuff, right? It's not just about getting stuff. It's about carrying God's presence and favor everywhere we go. I'm going to say that again. It's not just about getting stuff. It's about carrying God's presence and favor everywhere we go. Let's go back to the beginning here. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But first, coffee. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Listen to what it says. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it or have dominion over it. What I want you to see here is the first thing that God did after creating mankind is he blessed them. He blessed them. You know why mankind is different than any other created being is A, he breathed into mankind. He created animals. He created other things, but he breathed his breath into mankind. And then after he created them and breathed his breath into us, he turned around and blessed us. He offered this blessing, right? So this wasn't a pat on the back to humanity. This was a spiritual force that he was giving to humanity that would enable them to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue the earth, to have dominion over the earth. Mankind was designed to live in God's system, not the world's system. That's what I want you to see, is he created mankind, blessed them, right? Which enabled them to fulfill the call and the purpose on their lives, which was to be fruitful, to produce, to multiply, to have dominion over the earth. That was the assignment on mankind. Be fruitful, multiply. Let everything you put your hand to do, let it be blessed. Let you have joy and abundance in your life. Let you have dominion over the earth. Let the earth be subject to you. You are blessed. You are blessed. We were created to live in the blessing system of God. Our bodies were designed to function under the blessing system of our Creator. I've heard it said this way, that the blessing is almost a divine power suit that Adam put on. And when he put it on, everything he touched prospered. Why? He was living in the pinnacle, in the height of how he was created and designed. He was living in the blessing of his creator. But you probably know the story. Adam and Eve sinned. One tree in the garden. Why did there have to be a tree? Why? Because if not, Adam and Eve would have not been in a love relationship with the Heavenly Father. Mankind would have been nothing more than a created play toy for God that had no choice to love and receive his blessing, to receive the Father's love. So what did he have to do? He had to say, well, listen, I'm going to put you in the most picturesque garden that I've created for you. I'm going to give you dominion over this earth. I'm going to have you walk in my blessing every day, but I have to present a choice that you can choose blessing. You could choose life, or you could choose cursing. And you do that by whether or not you eat of this tree. Well, you know the story. Adam and Eve eat of the fruit of that tree. And now, for the first time, you know, what I love about the story of Adam and Eve is you know, science would like to poke holes in the creation story. I believe every word of the gospel is true. I believe that it's written, that that's how it happened. Well, they might say, well, you know, the earth is, it, you know, if you go from Adam forward to that, you know, it's only a few thousand years. And, but the earth will date back millions of years. Well, I think there's several holes in this, and none of this has to do with my message, but I always like talking about this. But, you know, A, we have the Bible says that, the Bible says that in the beginning, the earth was here, but it was without form and void. But it says that darkness hovered over the face of the deep. But the earth was here, it just wasn't structured. So the earth had been here for a long time. Then you go into the creation where, again, it says a day is as a thousand years and a thousand years is as a day. But so there's some little bit of grayness there on that timetable. But then we take it in this story of Adam and Eve, that Adam and Eve, you know, were created. They were blessed. God came down and talked with them. Day two, they ate of the tree. We don't know from when God blessed Adam and Eve and gave them dominion over the field, over the earth, sorry. And from when Eve ate of that tree, what was that timetable? Again, in our mind, in the storybook that we play out, they were blessed and they turned around and ate of the fruit. They could have existed on this planet for millions of years. Now, we don't know, and I know there was the birthing piece aspect of that anyway. But there's a side note is that we think that they were blessed and they turned around. But I believe that there was some time, whatever that was, whether it was a day, a week, we don't know, we'll figure it out when we get to heaven. But there was a time period where they walked in the divine blessing of God. The Bible says that God would come down in the cool of the day and have conversation with them and talk with them and talk about the day. I mean, talk about what's going on. Adam, what did you name that animal? What's happening over there? Like, it was just this life-giving relationship and conversation happening between the father and their children. And they walked in the blessing. The earth, we talked about this on a live, that the earth would just automatically produce for them. It didn't even need to rain from the sky. Like, the flowers just grew and vegetation grew and sin wasn't around and it wasn't poisoning everything. They walked in divine blessing. So the blessing came on Adam, but then Adam and Eve lost the blessing. And now God is trying to get the blessing back on his people. So move forward in scripture with me a little bit. We can go to Genesis chapter 12, verses 2. And now he's talking to Abraham. And he's saying, Abraham, I want to bring the blessing back to my people. My people need to be blessed. Why? It's the blessing that empowers them to fulfill the call and the purpose of God. It's the blessing that empowers them to have communication and relationship with God. So here's what God says to Abraham now. We move on from Adam to Abraham. And here's what he says. He says, I will make thee a great nation and I will bless thee. And in thee, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So God reintroduced the blessing to mankind through his covenant with Abraham. And again, the blessing wasn't just about Abraham being rich. It was that everything around him changed as a result of God's favor on his life. Everything around him changed as a result of the blessing being on his life. Abraham became a carrier of the blessing. You can find this. Look what happens to his life in Genesis 13. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Genesis 26, 12. Isaac sowed in famine and received 100-fold. Listen, he sowed in famine and received 100-fold. Why? It's what your Bible says, because of the blessing. To sow in famine and receive 100-fold. Why? Because of the blessing. Now, I want to show you this real quick. Go back to Adam and Eve in the garden. They sinned, and what did God say? Now, the before, when you walked in the blessing, the earth would produce for you. The garden would produce for you. Fruit would just appear. You didn't have to go and till the ground. But now when the curse came on, God said to Adam and Eve, now you're going to have to till the ground and push through thorn and push through thistle and try to work to make the ground produce something for you. Like the earth is now going to work in resistance to producing for you what you need. That was a part of the curse. But now we look at Abraham moving forward, who is now a carrier of the blessing. And as a result, Isaac, who is a carrier as a descendant of Abraham, a carrier of the blessing. And what does he say? It says that he sowed even in famine. Famine happens because there's no water. So he sowed in a dry and barren land, which was a result of the curse. The curse is still in effect on the earth, right? But through covenant, God reintroduced the blessing, not over the whole earth, but over his descendants, over the children of God who would receive the blessing and walk in it. So the earth is still cursed, right? But the children who receive the blessing now can walk in that blessing even on a cursed earth. So we see this, that Isaac sowed in famine. He sowed into a cursed earth who was working in opposition to producing in his life what he needed. Hope I'm preaching to somebody today, because that's how you felt. You felt like the world is working in opposition to the plan and the call and the purpose and the blessing of God in your life. Probably is. But what have you been missing? You've been missing the blessing of the Father. You've been missing receiving the blessing into your life. So Isaac sowed in famine. He sowed into a cursed earth and received 100-fold blessing, 100-fold harvest because of the blessing. Do you see that? So everybody else who's not under the blessing can sow in famine and reap nothing. But when the blessing is on you, you can sow in famine and reap 100-fold. Why? Because the blessing from the Father is the supernatural favor of God upon a person that causes things to work in their favor. It's restoring them back to how God originally wanted his people to function when he said he blessed them and told them to be fruitful, to multiply, to have dominion over the earth. Come on, somebody. I hope you're getting this today. The blessing will cause you to flourish even when others are failing. The blessing will cause you to flourish even when others are failing. It is like a supernatural thing that enters the DNA, the bloodstream of a child who receives the blessing. It says, I don't know. It wasn't supposed to work. It wasn't supposed to happen. Everything was stacked against me. It wasn't supposed to produce anything in my life, but it did. It produced the blessing and the favor of God. It's like Adam was in the garden. It's like the earth starts working for me. It's like the company starts to work in my favor. It's like the business deals start to go in my favor. My body starts to work in my favor for me and not against me. Why? Because the blessing and the favor of God are present in my life. I submit to you today that I think many of us are walking so far below and living so far below how God has called us to live and to operate because we don't have an understanding and this the revelation of the blessing. But come on, I'm declaring to you this week, good morning, Lindsay, that this is enough. You're receiving the blessing this week. You're getting the blessing and things are going to start to work. That's why, look at even David. You know, he said, like, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. As long as he's with me and his blessing is on me, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I can go through a business layoff. I can walk through a hard economy. I can walk through health challenges. I can go through the storm. I can, you know, walk through the wind and the waves and come out the other side. And you ask me how it happened. I don't know. It was just the blessing of God on my life. I don't know why. Others have tried and failed, but it's working for me. I don't know. That's the thing about the blessing, is it bypasses. Why? Because we were so conditioned to live in a world that is cursed. We were conditioned to live in a world that we don't know a world that's not cursed. If you would have asked Adam and Eve before they sinned and before they lost the blessing about what would it look like if the earth didn't just produce? What would it look like if you had to fight for dominion over the earth? What would it look like, Adam and Eve, if you had to fight to be fruitful and fight to multiply and fight to see the will of God brought to pass in your life? And they would have looked at you and said, that's crazy. You don't have to work to have the earth produce. It just does it. Like, they would have looked at us and said, you are absolutely out of your mind, because they knew no different. Now we come into this thing in the reverse. We come into this thing in a cursed earth. We don't know an earth that just produces. We don't know an earth that doesn't have the curse on it. We don't know an earth that Satan isn't the god of this world. We don't know an unredeemed, a culture that's not redeemed, like that is redeemed, right? Like, we don't know that. We come into this earth needing the saving power of Jesus. Why? Because we are a fallen creation, right? So we have to unbecome a lot of the things that we have come to just expect as normal. Well, that's normal. That's a part of life. Not my life, not the redeemed life, not the blessed life, not the life that God promised humanity back in the garden. Amen. So we're going to dive into this all this week. We're going to open up the pages of this book. I'm going to teach you about the blessing and how to walk in the blessing and expect the blessing. That's what I want us to get, to expect things to work in your favor. Like, you shouldn't be surprised when there are sudden turnarounds and there are sudden blessings that overtake you. Like, you shouldn't be surprised when it works for you and it just happens. It shouldn't surprise us. We should go, yeah, that's what I expected. I expected God to show up and something incredible happened. I expected it. It's the blessing on me. It's the blessing. How did you land that job? How did you land that sale? How did you, you know, do that? How did you turn that company around? How did you, you know, accomplish that in your life? I don't know. It's the blessing. I've just come to expect that. It's just how it happens. It's almost like, you know, Samson, how, you know, it wasn't unexpected for him to have supernatural strength until he lost it. It was abnormal for him to be weak, right? It was strange for him to not have supernatural strength. So it was like, oh, enemies are coming in against me, I'll win. Oh, they're coming in to arrest me, I'll win. Right? Like there's that mindset, like he just expected, well, of course I overcome. I mean, I'm Samson. I have supernatural, I'm endowed with supernatural power and strength. It was strange to him when he didn't have the strength. When he was common like everybody else. Come on. I knew I need to get off the air right now, but it was when he became common and lost the supernatural blessing that was on his life as a result of his sin. That's when things got strange. It wasn't strange for him to defeat armies and tear buildings down. That was common. That was his God-given supernatural strength. So we're going to get into this teaching, and we're going to start expecting the blessing of God on our lives and not be surprised when favor turns it around. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person listening and watching today. I thank you that we are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you that today we begin to expect the blessing. We look for the blessing. We receive the blessing into our lives. And we know that you will do incredible and mighty things through us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for being with me today. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as we dive into receiving the blessing of God. So what can you expect today? You can expect to have a good morning. Right? Why? Because the blessing of God is on your life. Amen. Have a good morning. I'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen.